12, and this motion is submitted under procedure rule 11 of the Constitution, that's the reword motion submitted by Councillor Lillian. You've got 5 minutes to give your motion, please.
Thank you. 2 years ago, I presented this motion, and particularly the response was very much about getting an IMD on communication. And I do recognise that the Conservative administration and the MP, who is now actually chair of the island's parliament's committee, have actually been trying to get one, but we're 2 years on and no deal has yet been. I therefore bring back the idea of the Act. And I particularly feel that we've got four options of the future to try and get a good deal for, and the right deal, and the social justice for island residents. One is we continue to try and get a island deal through negotiation. Two, we explore with Hampshire County Council that Isle of Wight reverts to a county only in name. We are moving a lot of our services under the management of Hampshire, and perhaps that might be something we should explore further. For me, the third option of the Isle of Wight Council with an island act that will enable more autonomy and provide us as an empowered island, the flexibility to make decisions, to resolve these issues through self-determination, is the way forward. Powers such as being able to perhaps, you know, explore putting a levy on the monopoly of the ferry companies. Ways of bringing further money into the economy ourselves. All cleverly, perhaps we need to explore an island deal, options like Hampshire and an island act, which shows our residents that we're exploring all options. So one of the reasons why I want you to support that we start that exploration is I think that is one option that we haven't got on the table at this moment in time. One that gets the UK government once and for all to accept we're an island. The solar is too expensive to cross. Our housing needs should be fixed to our housing waiting list and not a fictional number set by Westminster. And housing affordability is not set at 80% of a market price, but 60% with a link to the reality of island low wages, zero contract hours and seasonal work. Planning that protects our biosphere, green space, unique environment, not threatening it. And we provide real opportunities for future generations with high-skilled jobs on the island that have actually been mentioned by other members across the world. We go from year to year hoping the government recognises island as an island. And we have unique issues as an island. We need more than promises. We need a long-term solution that will endure changes of governments and Brexit. We need a solution that will empower the island to take control of its destiny and future. We need a clear island identity. We need a new island movement. And I'm speaking to you not as your political parties, but as islanders. Right? When people in Shetland, right, or the Scottish Islands, they don't actually go into their political parties, they talk as Shetlanders. And we should be starting more cross-party, more without party, and talking as islanders. We need an island campaign. We need specific rights and social justice as residents of an island divided by the sea from mainland UK. We need legislation and we need an Act of Parliament.
I noticed that it had been proposed by the other side an amendment which completely changes the whole wording of my act. I presume that all the members on the other side will vote for that amendment, so I am going to withdraw. I've made my point, I will now withdraw my motion.
Thank you, Councillor Dukes. The motion was drawn. Therefore, we move on to item 13.